I'm Sean Power reporting. A reminder that KLEM's annual business showcase takes place this upcoming Thursday, with doors opening for the free event at the Lamar's Convention Center at 4 p.m. Over 40 exhibitors and vendors will be at Thursday's showcase, ranging from small businesses and local organizations to regional brands. Attendees can interact with exhibitors, shop at the Winter Farmers Market being held, enjoy free ice cream treats courtesy of Wells Enterprises, and eat pork loin sandwiches from the Plymouth County Pork Producers starting at 5:30 p.m. Guests can also enter to win an Onikaru 12 pizza oven. For more information about the showcase, call 546-4121. KLEM's Business Showcase will take place on Thursday, February 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. inside of the Lamar's Convention Center. The American Legion of Iowa has opened the application process for the 2026 Iowa Boys State, a leadership and civics experience for high school junior boys across Iowa. Iowa Boys State provides students with a unique opportunity to develop leadership skills, gain confidence, and learn how government works through hands-on participation. The week-long event serves as a simulation of Iowa government, where students work alongside peers from across the state to build skills in teamwork, communication, critical thinking, and leadership. The program is completely free to attend thanks to sponsorships from local American Legion posts. The 2026 session will be held from June 21st through the 26th at Camp Dodge in Johnston. For more information about the program and the application process, contact American Legion Post 241 in Lamar's or visit iowaboystate.org. January runoff in the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City was 1 million acre feet, which is 132% of average. Runoff was above average for all of the reaches in the upper Missouri River Basin, even though most of the upper basin had below normal precipitation. This was due to above average temperatures causing early snowmelt. John Remus, chief of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, says runoff into the reservoir system was above average for the month of January, despite the dry conditions across the basin. He says with the below average plains and mountain snowpack, they are forecasting a below average runoff year for the basin, resulting in reduced flows from the reservoirs, particularly in the upper basin. The Iowa Legislature has finished its first month of its 2026 session. State Representative Bob Henderson of Sioux City says the final deadline for most bills to survive consideration is just 2 weeks away.
What the first funnel means, of course, is that everything that's going to remain as an issue that's to be debated in the legislature has to go through the committee process and be approved by committees by that first funnel. Otherwise, it is held for the next session.
Budget bills are not included in that deadline. One recent bill that isn't going to be considered would restrict non-automobile or truck traffic from certain gravel roads. Henderson chaired the subcommittee that received the bill and heard a lot of opposition to it.
I looked at that bill and recognized if the bill had passed and become law, it would have shut down RAGBRAI. And because the bill effectively said this, on roads and streets in Iowa, including gravel roads, none of these vehicles, none of these conveyances, like bicycles, e-bikes, and so on and so forth, could be on them if the speed limit on those roads was more than 25 miles an hour.
Henderson says that bill did not get very far in his subcommittee.
We never figured out what the purpose of the bill is, so right now that bill is in a dusty desk someplace in the Capitol, and I have no idea where it is. We buried it.
The 100-day session of the 91st General Assembly is set to end on April 21st. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.